Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, this is publisher Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with our very valued partner, Tanya Glenn, with Judy on the Spot. Thank you so much for being with us today, Tanya.
Absolutely. It is absolutely my pleasure to be here, to be with you, Kristen. Anytime in your presence, I'm happy.
Vice versa, lady, vice versa. And, you know, you are in our March edition for Nova Real Producers, our partner spotlight, and you are a super valued partner. And, you know, I appreciate a lot of things about you, but something that I want to make sure everyone knows right away is that you actually have over 20 years of project management experience and have personal experience in this space as in a corporation needing a Judy on the Spot. And, you know, project management is a lot of what's involved to make a turnkey client focused, you know, going the extra mile to take care of human beings while they're working so hard. So we appreciate hearing from you today. And so Tanya, can you describe for us, you know, exactly what your company does and, you know, what you provide?
Well, great. Thanks. Sure thing, Kristen. Well, what Judy on the Spot does is we provide a full service lifestyle support service to our clients. And what happens is we primarily provide organizing services, but we also staff with personal assistants, admin, handyman, and cleaners. So what happens is any family member or person who needs a variety of services for different projects that are going on within their homes, they can always call Judy on the Spot and they'll get assigned a Judy who is basically your right hand.
That's fantastic. I mean, so tell us your story. How did you come up with this amazing company? Like how'd this happen?
Well, this happened when I had to work for corporate America, working long hours, and I was in IT. So basically, who knows how many hours I would be working, sometimes 60 hours a week, sometimes 40, but sometimes 80. So with that being said, my home was in disarray. My life was in disarray. I needed a Judy. So I thought, you know, there has to be a better way for this. So what I thought about after 2 years, I built a business model that I thought would work for people like myself. If it was just me as a single person, I imagined that families would also need a service like this. So what I did was I built a business model using my project management skills and thought about every process that needed to be in place to support a family who needs someone like me.
That's awesome. Now, I know you're expanding. We're going to get to more of that later, but like what states have you expanded to and you're in the process of expanding to?
We are in the process of expanding to Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as New York. And in the coming years, we hope to be in Atlanta as well as Florida.
Wonderful. And with relocation, especially, like you guys take care of, like, you know, soup to nuts, the entire turnkey situation, right?
We are truly a turnkey service. For example, if you are relocating and you have to work, who's going to pack you up? Who's going to declutter your home? Who's going to make sure that the handyman handles all the tasks around the home so that you can get the house on the market quickly? And then who's going to handle all the moving aspects? Who's going to coordinate with the movers? Who's going to clean your house? And then who's going to stage your home? Judy on the Spot. That's who.
So tell us, what sets your business apart? Like what makes it different?
What makes it different for us is that, first of all, we are a turnkey service. We don't have to wait for you to finish can or your cleaners to come in. We come in with a full team.
So Tanya, tell us, what sets your business apart compared to similar businesses in the industry?
Well, what sets us apart is that we are truly a one-stop shop. If you need someone to come in to handle a project within your home, such as moving, you'll be assigned a Judy, you'll have an organizing team, you have a packing team, you have a handyman, and you have a stager, all in one place. You just make one call and your Judy will be responsible for coordinating all those services for you. So you only have to speak to one person. In addition, we go the extra mile every time because we truly do care, because what you believe about us is what other people will believe about us. So we make sure that we provide services at a high level of quality as well as efficiency.
I love it. For the real producers out there, what would you like the real estate professionals to know about Judy on the Spot?
Judy on the Spot can increase the speed to market for your clients' homes. You don't want to sit there and wait for them to do this project of decluttering, packing them up, cleaning their homes, staging it, and preparing it to go on the market. You can just call Judy on the Spot, and we can handle all those things for you all in one place. And you have a relationship with Judy on the Spot so that we can continue to work with you. We learn how you do business so that we can provide the services the way you want.
I love it. And, you know, for those problem solving agents out there in low inventory marketplaces, too, that's something you can offer on the buy side for a listing or all sorts of things to win those multiple offer situations. I feel like, you know, you have something that's so unique and that can be on both the sell side and the buy side of real estate on every transaction. And the relocation market, especially right now, I find that, you know, I think the next 5 years, that's probably going to be a huge focus for you, right? Like that relocation market is crazy.
Right now, our biggest focus is on relocation. People are realizing that they don't have to work where they live. And there are a lot of baby boomers who are basically ready to shut it down, downsize, but they don't have the energy or the ability to pack up, declutter, prepare their home for selling, or when they move to their new home, we set it up, we stage it for them. There's a turnkey service. We even go grocery shopping and fill the cabinets with the food that they need. We do it all, clearly, truly, we really do.
That's awesome. So what do you find most fulfilling about your work, Tanya?
If you look at the people's faces, our clients who may be in a depression, they don't know where to start in their homes. But when we can bring that smile and a sense of hope to them once we're finished, from that before and after is just an amazing impact because we feel like our environments. We feel like our home. When we walk in the door of our home, we want to feel a sense of peace, not a sense of anxiety. And we provide that to our clients and they trust us a lot. So that means a lot to me.
I can personally say you've done work, your company has done work in our home and we very much appreciate it. And it has had a longstanding effect, especially in my events room. Very, very appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. It was a joy. You had a lot in there, but I see good now.
It is. It's still in great shape because of you. Well, tell us a little bit about your family and hobbies and things you all like to do.
Man, so I'm married. I've only been married for about 4 years to my husband, Marvin Glenn. We are out here just trying to enjoy life. We have our little dog named Giovanni. We're kind of empty nesters. We have three sons that Marvin had from a previous marriage, but then now my sons as well. And they live on their own. And they're these young, strong-minded individuals that we just love.
So how do you like to spend time, Tanya?
I love the travel. Kristen, it's all I want to do is travel. When we actually do retire, that's all we're going to do. I want to take one of those cross-country trips just like you. And I want to go out to the Caribbean when I want to. And I want to travel the world. And we love mission work. We do mission work across the country as well as abroad and locally. So one of our favorite projects is with our church, we do this thing called Second Saturday Serve. It's been on hold since COVID started. But Second Saturday Serve through National Community Church, basically we provide services and support throughout the entire DC community. We have a project every second Saturday and we all split up and just go on a project. And that's what we love to do.
I love that. Define success for us. Like, what does that mean for you?
You know what? Success to me is having a meaningful impact in fulfilling my purpose, in sharing my ideas, and sharing love and inspiring other people to do better, and being able to support them in any way I can, especially when it comes to my family. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so I try my best to be an example to them as to having someone that they can lean on that's not their parent per se, but being able to provide an example to them and showing them a path. So that's success for me. And it's also, of course, creating something out of nothing. Judy on the Spot is not a franchise. It is a ground zero project that I created from scratch. And a lot of people ask, where'd you get this franchise? Can I buy this franchise? And so on and so forth. We're not there yet, but we will be soon.
I love it. I love how you think. So as far as your expanding services, so what areas do you serve right now? And then maybe like a time frame for the next couple of areas. Like, what do you serve right now?
Well, the interesting thing is, last year, just before COVID, I launched in New York and in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we had to put it on hold. So we're back relaunching this year in Charlotte, North Carolina, because it's taken a lot of my energy and time. We'll be in Charlotte in the DC area for now, but next year we'll reach out to New York. And the following year, we're planning to get to Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Florida.
Beautiful. That's a great schedule. It's going to keep you busy.
Yeah. And believe it or not, it was part of our business model from the beginning.
I believe you. Your project management skills are bar none. What do you feel has made you so successful?
I think that is the thing that has made me so successful. What I do, Kristen, is I try to hone on everything I've learned throughout my life and try to put myself in the position of my client. And I try to make sure that I think like a client would think. That's the first thing. And the second thing is being able to plan and execute. Our team is trained, for example, we don't let anyone work alone for 90 days. They have to work alongside me or one of the other leads for 90 days. They have to receive a certificate in organizing and project management. And they have to follow our processes. We have our process so that you can get the same level of service no matter who you call or who you are getting assigned to your project.
Is there any tech or things that you're loving using in your business right now?
You know, I use 17 Hats. I don't know if anyone is familiar with that, but it's a customer research management tool. And I love it. I love it because no matter what region I'm in, I can customize the messaging to my clients. I can separate my client databasing, my invoicing, my profit and loss statements. It's all in one place. I love that tool. So that's my favorite go-to right now.
That's amazing. I actually wrote down that I should check that out some more right now. What is your favorite quote or a couple quotes that you love?
Well, one of the favorite quotes that I love is one that my mother used to say to me all the time, and which is, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Amen.
Yeah. And the second one is, in terms of efficiency, you know, it's not necessarily a phrase or a quote. It's an actual fact. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. So that's why we try not to waste our clients' time. We try not to waste our time. So we try to create things in an efficient manner for our team to follow, as well as so that our clients can use our services and maintain our services after we leave. So we try to be efficient and we do things very straightforward.
So do you have any favorite books or courses, things that inspired you?
Yeah. Well, any project management related book is good for me. But one of my favorite books that I'm reading right now is called You Are a Badass. So I'm learning that book is by a lady named Jen Sincero, and she basically tried to get you to find your greatness. And I'm always reading books like that. that keeps me motivated, because you just sometimes being a business owner, you get down and you're like, oh my God, why did I do this?
This is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's not as glamorous sometimes from the outside, right? The backstage versus the front stage. And I like that book. And she also wrote, You're a Badass at Making Money. And I like that one too. I have a feeling. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Well, and we've spoke a couple times about relocation. So can you give us like a couple scenarios about how our real producers, you know, could, you know, be like, oh, I should use Judy on the spot right now. This makes sense.
Yeah. So any realtor should use our client for increasing their speed to market for getting the homes on the market, increasing the speed to get the homes on the market, number one. Any clients that they have, such as baby boomers, who really need someone to come in and be a partner and take control of, you know, just to help the client to relax a bit and pack them up and get the house decluttered, as well as get it staged and get it clean and ready to go. We are the people that you should call. We are the group that you should call. And any individual who is just basically torn in different directions, any business owner or anyone who's working a lot and they want their home to feel good when they walk in the door, or they want someone to consider as their right hand to run errands for them, or even maybe just want someone to plan a birthday party for their kids because, you know, because they don't have the time, Judy on the Spot will do all of that, because we do have personal assistants, we have admin assistants, and we have organizers to organize your home and office. And that's what we do. And we're here to provide those services to them.
That is a one-stop shop right there.
Really?
Well, so can you tell us why you became part of the Real Producers community, or what you like about Real Producers?
Well, you know, that's a very easy question. When I met you, Kristen, you had so much energy, and you really, truly were very passionate about what you're doing. And you are a true partner. You really shared your knowledge with me. You didn't look at what you can get out of it. You were basically truly there to provide a support to me as well as to my company. And you also are a great networker. You truly build relationships. You are a true example of what relationships are about. So I just wanted to thank you for that, because truly it's an experience that you don't get every day. And I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanya. I value you and everything you do. And thank you. Bottom of my heart, thank you. You almost made me tear. You heard it here at Real Producers. If you haven't checked out Judy on the Spot, go to their website, judyonthespot.com, and definitely go check it out. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on, Tanya.
Thank you for having me. It's been a true honor.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.